You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So I have a slight problem. Kind of an adult problem, and I figured I could bring it to the airwaves to see if our wonderful listeners could help me out. My washer is messing up.
What year is it?
I don't know. It's a Samsung, like VTR. And
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The water's not draining. So yesterday I got handy and I took the cap off the hose and I drained the water that was left in it. It was an atrocious smell.
Yeah.
And then I took the filter off and pulled all the like hair and stuff out of it. Dog hair collects.
Yeah.
And then I restarted the cycle and it doesn't spin or drain. So I've got to call some sort of maintenance person to come look at the washer. And I don't know how to do that.
Yeah,
do
who just, to call on that
like,
one?
Is there like small appliance guys that are like in Lee's Summit area that come out to your house and look at it? Like, am I looking at a total like $700 tab on this? Because I Google search and it's like, depending on what it could be, because I don't think it's a faulty mower or motor. I don't know if it's like a hose, like a drainage hose or whatever, but it's not draining. Like, there's just standing water in it. So I think there's some sort of, I need somebody to come look at it, and I don't know where to go.
It sounds like you got something clogged in there, obviously from a drainage standpoint. But the small repair guy, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody out there listening that does this kind of stuff that wants to show up and, you know, help Dusty out with his washer. But the reason I ask what year it is because you don't want to buy new appliances anymore. They're terrible. They bust, right? They last 7 years. As soon as you're done paying them off, you got to buy a new one. You got these old ones from the 70s and 80s, and I'll die on that hill. Appliances were better in my generation than they are now. You want to save those things for as long as you can. So if you've got one of these washers or dryers that doesn't have like a computer yet on it, you want to keep that for as long as you possibly can. So I wouldn't think it's going to cost you $700 or something to have repaired, a couple hundred bucks maybe, to have somebody come out there and look at it. But I would imagine it's probably better than trying to buy a new one at this point in time, because the new ones are built like crap.
Yeah, and somebody says you could probably get someone to come out for free, then charge you. Should only cost like $50 to look at it if you charge. Yeah, I mean, like it's, I don't know. What I looked at is it was anywhere from like $125 to $400 to fix, whereas like a brand new washer, all you need just like a standing washer is like $495, which whatever. But I mean, if I can fix it for like $150,
of course, yeah.
I'd rather do that.
Right.
So somebody says they have the same problem. It's the starter on the back of the unit, and it'll tell you, okay, call Gross Heating and Appliances. They'll come out and look at it. They're really good. Okay, yeah, just let me know. I just need to know who to call. I don't know if it's like your serviceman from AB May.
Yeah.
Like I thought about that yesterday in my
call
head.
Call your serviceman from AB May. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I could think about yesterday because, like, the washer's just not draining. So I just need your help. 913-586-7965. Tell me what I should do or any suggestions I will take.
And there's nothing worse than when those conveniences go away, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, is it a washer dryer? Is this a life or death situation? No. But is it a convenience situation? Yeah, it is. And so you want to get it fixed.
Yeah. Says I need a new flux capacitor.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how much does that cost? I guess I'll go on Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon sells those.
So you're upset Bobby didn't play yesterday?
Well, you see a lineup come out on Saturday and he's not in it. You're like, why is Bobby Witt not playing in this game, right?
Saturday, he was in it. Sunday, wasn't
Sunday,
it?
Yeah, Sunday, not in the game. Played Saturday, Friday, I think, hit a home run or whatever. I guess his back's bothered. He better end up on the DL, though. I mean, like, this is crunch time. Like, you kind of got to be out there and play these games. Your team needs you at this point in time. So I'm interested to see how serious the back injury this really is. I was talking to my friend Jim about it yesterday, and he says, if this is a football player, he's out there. I'm like, well, there's a difference between football players and baseball players. We all know that. But yesterday was a big game. And, I was like, stunned. And then you find out later watching Ryan on Roku. Nice job on the national broadcast, Ryan. Way to go. Crushing it. They're talking about a little bit of a stiff back for Bobby Witt. I'm interested to see how serious this stiff back is. Is it a one game thing? Is it a lot? Because if it's only a one game thing, that was a big game yesterday. I need my guy out there. I need Q to say, yeah, you need to be out there. Now, if it's a lingering thing, and it's going to be something that ends up putting him on the IL or whatever the case may be, then let's get that process started so we can get him back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so I think the issue was that he talked himself into the lineup on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
The season is not over.
Right.
And like you said, I saw some texts earlier. It's like, how come Bobby Wood Jr. can't get out there and play with a sore back, but Patrick Mahomes played with a bum ankle? First off, swinging a baseball bat as opposed to taking a cortisone shot and taping up an ankle and playing for a Super Bowl is different than going out there and in one game he strains his back, because clearly Saturday night he was off. I think he went like 0-for-4, didn't look himself at the plate. Give him the day off. Again, they're playing 10 games in 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of need him to be healthy in this stretch, because if he isn't, or you think he can be healthy, then let him get the off day, let him get back home, let him get back to your facility, let him look at it, and then you can evaluate it and say, like, okay, what's the deal? Maybe he just had a little flare-up, and he just needed a day off from all the stress. I think he's only missed one other game other than yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he's played in every single game they played in except for yesterday and one other game that he got a day off in. So I think that there's a lot of wear and tear throughout the season. Obviously, nobody's 100% healthy.
Right.
But I think this is one of those things where, like, yeah, he didn't play. You would have thought, like, you shouldn't have needed Bobby Witt Jr. to beat the Twins, is what I'm basically getting at. And now that they didn't have Bobby Witt Jr., everyone's like, well, we did need Bobby Witt Jr. No, John Rabe misplayed a ball. I'm done with John Rabe. Like, he misplayed a ball in the outfield. They win that game if he doesn't misplay that ball in the outfield. And then
Yep.
If you don't go 1 of 15 and been in scoring position, like, it's fine that Garcia had 3 hits. It's fine that Frazier had 4 hits. They didn't hit them when they had people in
scoring
position.
Not when it mattered, yeah.
So, I mean, there's more to it than just Bobby Witt Jr. And for us to question Bobby Witt Jr.'s toughness, to me, is just laughable. The guy's played almost in, what, 3 years? He's missed 3 games? Mm-hmm. 162 times 3, whatever that math is, 300 plus, 400 plus, he's missed 3 games. Mm-hmm. And now people are going to be like, well, Mahomes does this. And it's like, in the playoffs is when he did it, right? Like, I guarantee you, if yesterday's game was a win or go home game, Bobby Witt Jr. is in that
lineup.
Yeah,
you would hope he would have been in that lineup, obviously, if it's a win or go home type of game. I think my frustration, though, more lies with them benching Bobby Witt Jr. and not letting him play at this point in time. Like that's where kind of my frustration is. Like, if I'm the manager of the ball club and Bobby Witt comes to me, and I know it's the manager's job to save the players from themselves, and I get all that and how all that works, and Q probably made the right decision long term to keep him out, but we all know how back injuries are. They never truly ever go away.
Yeah, Sweeney,
right? I'm exact, and that's the first thing that I thought of. I'm like, damn, Mike Sweeney gutting these back injuries out all those years. Like, those things never ever ever go away. And so maybe you can kind of calm it down a little bit and get to where you need to be. But is really one day off going to make that much of a difference for Bobby Witt? I'm just more concerned that if it really is a back injury, it may be something more long term than just that one day off in Minnesota. You see it all the time in sports. Ah, he just needs a day or two to heal. And then it's a month later and you're like, where the hell has this guy been? And maybe Bobby's been gutting through it all season long with this back injury. And now it just got to the point where he just can't do it anymore. So I don't know if this is going to be an IL stint. When I originally saw this, it was like 9 o'clock in the morning, and he wasn't in the lineup. I'm like, why in the hell is Bobby Witt Jr. in a must-win game against the Minnesota? Because they're all must-win games now if you want to make it into the postseason. Why is he not in the lineup? What are we doing? Why are we giving him a day off? And then you find out later in the day it's a little bit of a back injury, and then you start to wonder, is it going to be a long-term back injury for Bobby Witt Jr.? Because those back injuries just never go away.
2 games under .500, 4 games out of the wild card spot. So, yes, you can have your opinion that the season is over. It is not. It is just getting harder and harder and harder because you're putting yourself in that situation. Yeah. 3 against Washington, 3 against the White Sox, and 3 against somebody else I don't really give a rip about. I just know you've got 6 games here that you have to win 5 of. And that's where we're at because you're out of lives as a cat trying to survive to get into the playoffs. Royals will be in action tonight at 6:40, I believe. So that means Josh Vernier's On Deck show starts at 5:30. Right here on 96.5, the Fan. That is 6:40 start, as it is Bailey Falter tonight to try to rebound from his last start that he had out in Boston. Coming up on the other side, Mac takes control of the show with his Chiefs question and one word here on 96.5, the Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, the Fan.
On a Monday, don't forget, Nate Taylor will join us in about 40 minutes. Josh Vernier will join us in about 60. Some people call that an hour, but that sounds longer.
How's Vern doing from the weekend?
I don't know. He's from the text that we got in here, it sounds like everybody just misses Freddie for me.
I saw that. Where's Freddie?
Why is that?
People love that guy.
I know, but like, why? He's not been part of, like, anything special.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not like Haas and Moose and, you know, you love random guys on championship teams, right, for the Chiefs,
yeah,
and whatnot. Freddie Fermin, I mean, yeah, they went to the playoffs last year, but, I mean, it's not like...
It's like, I guess, when the Chiefs were bad and you just kind of find those random guys that kind of...
That you just like.
Light you up, yeah, you know, give a highlight. They're trying hard even when the team's not good, you know. He was part of some of those teams.
Do you remember anybody from that era? Because I don't anymore. Like, I'm trying to think
could.
Of, like, pre-Andy Reid. Like, I always rooted for Matt Cassel, but,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
But other than that, I really can't think of, like, hey, I really want this guy to do well.
Dexter McCluster?
Yeah, he was like right. He was right in the transition. He might have been before. Yeah, he might have been before.
Yeah, a little bit. No, but he was here with Andy Reid.
He might have been for one season. Yeah,
yeah,
I did like
years.
McCluster.
He was the king of 3rd and 3, running a 2-yard pattern, getting blown up and losing a yard. I liked him. Yeah, he was fun. I always rooted for Tyson Jackson too.
Oh, that's a great one,
because he was miscast, and
yeah.
I will die again, dying on the hill. I will die on the hill that Tyson Jackson was miscast here in Kansas City. They drafted him and then asked him to do something completely different than what he did for 4 years in college.
That's what a lot of people are mad about right now with Omar Norman Lear.
Why?
because they've asked him to gain a lot of weight and they're asking him to move inside rather than be more of like a three tech pass rusher interior.
Who is mad about that?
They.
You say that, are you talking? No, I'm being serious about this for a second. Are you talking like Tennessee fans watching this kid play and they're mad that he's changing who he was, or is it
Chiefs fans mad at the process that the coaches are putting through? Like, why did you draft this guy who's a good pass rusher at three tech, moving him inside, had him gain 15 pounds, and now it's one preseason game. We know this is. People are going to overreact. He didn't look great.
Right.
So people are like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Let's chill.
I mean, it's like if we like somebody, we say they look good in the preseason. If we don't like somebody, we say we can formulate the argument any way we want, right?
Yep, exactly right.
I don't know what they're doing on the defense. It's easy for me to judge an offensive lineman. Did he look good? Like an offensive lineman, I think with the naked eye, the three of us can sit around.
Tackle.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially at the tackle position.
Tackle, yep.
Defensive line, I don't know what they're doing. Like I don't know what your first movement is, what you're supposed to do on that play, where you're supposed to be, what your job is on that play. Because at the end of the day, Norman Lear may be doing his job,
yeah,
but he's not getting stats. And then we go, oh, we're not seeing him make plays. But meanwhile, Nick Bolton's cleaning everything up and it's 2nd and 9 because Nick Bolton's able to get to the line of scrimmage because that guy's absorbing bodies.
He's moving people.
And the linebackers are making plays easier. So
could be.
Again, I don't know. Like I am ignorant when it comes to deciding on what these defensive linemen are supposed to be doing. But I will say this, if the Chiefs are going to ask you to do something, they kind of get the benefit of the doubt. They've got a track record, right?
Of course, yes.
Scott Pioli and that crew and Todd Haley and
those guys
did not have a track record of success. Andy Reid and his coaching staff and Steve Spagnuolo, especially with the defensive line with Spags, that guy's grandfathered in, bro. Like, that guy gets all the free passes in the world when it comes to defensive line.
I forgot about this guy. He used to always report as Javier Arenas.
Oh,
nice.
I loved Javier Arenas, dude. I thought he was a stud.
Yeah.
Gilbert's kid, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was his nephew or there's some relation.
Is
there
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But Javier Arenas is another
That's
good
one. That's a great one.
Yeah.
I loved him.
Yeah.
He was that guy that, told you he's good. Next play burnt.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, son of a gun. I always rooted for Eric Warfield, too. He used to come into the Price Chopper on Woods Chapel in 291 that I worked in, and he was super nice, but he had some alcohol troubles.
Yeah, he did.
So it was funny. Mm-hmm. This is a true story. It was funny. He had a guy that would come in with him, and Warfield would have the cart full of all the like food and stuff for the house. The other guy would go to the alcohol department. They had a really good like booze section that Price Chopper, probably still do. And he would do all the others. The other guy would do
that
all the
was
other
a
shopping.
Good alcohol selection there at that Price Chopper.
It was awesome.
It really was back
really?
Then. Yeah,
nice.
They had nicotine flavored vodka there.
They did.
No, they did. 100%. Yeah, yep. On the bottom shelf. Yeah,
it was tobacco flavored.
Tobacco flavored and nicotine. They had both.
I believe it was UV.
Was it UV? I thought it was maybe.
Because UV had like 17 different vodka flavors.
Yeah.
There was like one that was just blue. There was one that was clear and it just said tobacco flavored vodka.
Like, I'll never forget that going in there looking at that. Like, tempted to buy it because when do you see tobacco flavored vodka? But then I'm like, no, it's $3 for a 175 and it's a plastic bottle. Like, no, I don't need tobacco flavored vodka.
No.
And that's the only place that I've seen that. I'm sure they've got that in Kentucky or Arkansas or someplace like that on the top shelf.
Somebody's people still coming in with what was better when they were a kid. Somebody says Buffalo Wild Wings.
That is true.
It's true.
And then more Chiefs players. Steve Nelson was my guy.
Steven Nelson.
Oh,
and Cyrus Gray.
Oh, Cyrus Gray. That's a good call. I like that.
Cyrus the Virus.
Yeah. With A&M. Loved that guy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people rooted for Mark Boerichter back in the day. They loved him and, you know, guys of that nature. I'm trying to think of some of the other, like, nondescripts that were out there that we kind of rooted for. You know, all the time. But Boerichter definitely makes that list. A lot of people love rooting for him.
Jackie Battle from the text line.
Yeah, Jackie Battle's a great running back. I'll never forget that play when Trent Green came off that abysmal first season with the Chiefs where they were calling him T-R-I-N-T.
No, they, Whitlock.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then I think it was game one of the new season. Trent throws a 99-yard pass to Boerichter for a touchdown and just looks at the crowd like, are you not entertained?
Yeah.
And then it started. But take it away, Mac.
Let's go. Chiefs question, 26 days away. Give me one thing in text line as well, 913-586-7965. One thing you have to choose from this preseason game to be legitimate. It's hard to take away what's real, what's not. And like you said, Bob, your preconceived notions, you can kind of decide, okay, I'm actually going to agree with that because that matched my preconceived notions, and that didn't match it, so I'm not going to agree with that.
What was your biggest preconceived notion going into that game? Because mine was Josh Simmons is going to dominate. And he did. And he did.
Mine was like, Josh Simmons is amazing, and he looked amazing.
Right. Because I got to be honest with you, I wasn't really looking for much else.
That's fair.
I wanted to watch Josh Simmons. I wanted to see what he could do, and I got my fill. And I saw him, and I was like, wow. That guy was awesome. So maybe Josh Simmons for me is that answer to your question.
Yeah, I mean, I'd look at Josh Simmons, obviously, because that's the first thing I said is, like, just watch big number 71. Because my buddy had said he'd gone out there and done, like, you know, go-karts or whatever, and there was a couple of Chiefs players out there. One of them was Josh Simmons. He said the dude's just a monster. And this is my Norwegian friend that Bob met, who's 6'4", 275 pounds. And he's like, dude, he made me look like a child. And Bob and I both like looked over like, made you look like a child? I'm like, all right, I'm ready for Saturday night to watch 71 because of what he can do. I was also looking for Kingsley. I thought he did fine.
I'm not as down on Kingsley as a lot of people are. Maybe I need to go back and watch it somehow, some way and see. But I wasn't down on Kingsley like a lot of people are. Maybe I missed something. I don't know.
But I thought that the play by Brownlee was a really good catch. I mean, that was a great catch. Because that's one of those things where, like, the Chiefs struggle in the red zone. It is what it is. Like, we just, for some reason, we get down there and everything kind of gets congested. If you have enough targets that you can throw that sort of pass to, because that is, one, a sick, nasty pass from Mahomes to just snap, turn right, throw it before anybody even knows it's happening, for him to be there and go out there and get it in that spot, in that end zone area, right there in the edge. I mean, it's a catch, two touchdown. I mean, that's almost unstoppable.
Anybody who said anything negative about Patrick Mahomes this offseason should be forced for 24 hours to watch that play on loop. Yes. Seriously, you should be forced to sit in a room that is dark and for 24 hours watch that throw on loop.
Yep.
And then you come out and you realize you're a jackass for criticizing Patrick Mahomes.
Idiot, you don't know what you're talking about.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
You are.
I mean, anybody who criticized Patrick Mahomes should be sentenced to 24 hours of solitary confinement in a dark room that's no bigger than 2x3, and you should have to watch that play over and over again. And if you have to go to the bathroom, you got to do it in your pants, and you're not getting fed.
I love it.
Somebody says one thing I noticed negatively was that the backups on defense were not getting to the quarterback. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm excited for this game coming up because it's the one that really matters now.
Mm-hmm,
you talk about things that were different when you were a kid. Everybody played a little bit of the first preseason game, a little bit of the second one, always played in the third one. And the fourth one was like, all right, you got to go make the team because they used to do cuts differently. Now it's all one big cut.
One big cut.
Right. Yep. And then it's over. And this is kind of the
game.
Except
if you're that punter from last week, Norzad or whatever that guy's name was, Zaplicky? Hunter Norzad.
Eddie Zaplicky?
Zaplicky?
Eddie Zaplicky?
Eddie Zaplicky?
I've got it written down.
We lost it.
Not Hunter Norzad, no.
No, not Hunter Norzad?
No, we still have Hunter Norzad.
Yeah.
Zaplicky.
Yeah. And Eddie Zaplicky.
Yeah.
But like this Saturday will be the game where it's like, okay, I could see them playing two, maybe a third series.
Would love it.
And then that's it. Then we're ready to start the season because in the week three preseason game, it's definitely nobody plays. Mahomes will be in a hoodie and a hat and on the sideline just doing his thing. But,
and that's the one that the Chiefs fans have to pay for.
Yeah, that's the only one we get is the third preseason game. So we could probably go for like $10 if we really wanted to, because that game will start at 7:00. It'll be an earlier start than the one this
That's a Thursday. I'm sure it's a Thursday night game at like 6 p.m. or something ridiculous like that. But it has to be a Thursday night game because that's leading into the Memorial Day weekend. Everybody,
that's right.
Oh, it is a Friday?
Friday, 7:20.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
against the Bears.
Duh,
you think
Bears.
Caleb Williams plays in that game?
He didn't play this weekend.
Bears.
Don't get that. Didn't play. Whatever.
Well, you know, they didn't want to show everybody how bad he was, I guess.
Stop. But you're right. But you're right. If he made one mistake, it would be.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
It would be terrible.
I'll give the Bears credit. They saved themselves for a
might
week.
You might be right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because no matter what he did, he was going to get ripped.
It's exhausting.
It really is.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. And I'm not a fan, but like, I'm exhausted by it now, too.
Yeah. Some people say they were impressed by that catch and the route by Brownlee.
Which was better, the Brownlee side of that play or the Mahomes side of that play?
Incredible.
The catch was probably a little bit more impressive because I think Mahomes could probably make that pass.
A little closer, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 8 out of 10 times he probably makes that pass. But, like, How many times have we seen the receiver drop that pass?
Exactly,
like,
man.
MBS that goes through his hands. Sky Moore doesn't even end up on that side of the end zone.
Well, he's not big enough to make that play.
No, right.
You know, and that's the play. I think that's the hardest pass to throw in football, man. That fade pattern is so. Who had? Was it Minshew the other night who threw the fade pattern? Just landed in the end zone like nobody was even there.
Within 5 yards. Yeah.
Like, what is this? Okay, good try. But no, that is a hard pass to throw, man. You got to just have the perfect touch on that. Again, if you rip Patrick Mahomes, you go in a 2x3 box and you watch that play for 24 hours and poop yourself.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Somebody says in the 913, Brownlee's definitely the camp darling after that catch.
Yep.
Want to see more of him. Amir Marcet's still out there, kick return.
That guy's still around? Holy cow.
I think he's with your Giants.
Oh, he's not with the Chiefs anymore?
Yeah, Hadn't been for a while. No, they cut him.
That's what I thought. And then he returned to him a long time ago.
And then he returned to kick. Was like, if only if we had Amir Smith-Marset.
Oh, no, they traded him to Carolina last year, right?
That was. Yes, he played with Carolina.
Yes, he played with Carolina. Yes. They traded him.
And then he had a good catch against us, and everyone was like, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
And then from the 816, definitely Bailey Zappe sucks.
Boy, he did stink. I can't imagine Binkley was having a good night on Saturday. You think he watched that whole thing, right?
Yes. I think he rewatched it. I know he did.
No. Did he?
We'll start there. One word on this Chiefs preseason game one.
Over. Get me closer to the regular season, baby.
I would say satisfying. It's nice to see the guys come out in uniform, helmets, and all that sort of stuff, play the game. Didn't see any Travis Kelce, but that's okay. Robert Tonyan surprised me. Yeah. I didn't even know he was on this team. I guess that's my fault. We didn't talk about him at camp.
Didn't even talk about him at camp.
Why would you, though? Like, Bob Tonyan, you got a two-hour show at training camp. If you're getting down to him...
Yeah, every other tight end's more interesting to Chiefs fans right now.
But even like other positions.
Yeah, even exactly.
Because he's tight end three.
Yep, he's going to be tight end three, I think.
He's going to be ahead of Jared Wiley.
And Wiley's battling back from that knee injury. Yeah. So. Yeah.
So it'll be Kelce, Gray, Tonyan.
That's it. I don't think they'll keep
over
four.
Or under 2.5 touchdowns for Robert Tonyan this year.
Over.
Okay.
Oh, Tonyan ain't making the team. Wiley will make the team.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless he starts on IR, you know, and there's that or pup or something like that. He was a draft pick last year. They're not cutting him.
Or Big Bob Tonyan. Bring his stool. Yeah, you got to get him on the field to get him to make this roster.
Has he even practiced yet
this
year? Rough.
Yeah, he did at the beginning. I don't know what happened. I can't remember what it was.
Is this your worst swing and miss on a rando player of all time?
It's a camp darling. It's okay.
He hasn't played yet.
Well, you got to make bold predictions in camp.
Yeah, bold prediction. Like, you like Brownlee.
I really want to see what Noah Gray does. Like,
yeah, exactly. Well,
yeah, he's making the roster. He's going to have, like, you know, 60 catches this year.
I see that might be a lot.
That's a bold prediction. If he has 60 catches this year,
I'd have to see how many he had last year. That'd be an interesting we could talk about.
I'll tell you as you cue up the next one word.
Perfect, perfect. One word on the TV crew. We're going to stick with football before we get back to the Royals. One word on the TV crew for the Denver Broncos first game. Usually this is a good indicator of maybe who's a good team and who's a relevant team and maybe who's not. This is week one, and they set their last TV network crew on it. It's going to be Adam Amin, Mark Sanchez, and Christina Pink.
Right. That's the last crew for Fox. Now, also, they're sending the first crew to Philadelphia Giants or something like that the first week. Or no, the Washington Giants the first week. But that's for Daniels. I get all that and New York. But, man, they must not like the Broncos if they're giving them the last TV crew. It really is, at the beginning of the year, an indication of where they think teams are going to be.
They're playing the Titans, I think. I think it's what it says in the tweet for the Broncos week one game against the Titans.
Against the Titans. So maybe the Titans, but they got the number one pick. The darling of the NFL
Crazy.
In Bo Nix. And they give him Adam Amin.
That's crazy.
Never heard of it.
Shocking is what I'll use for that. Because usually the TV networks know what they're doing. This one's kind of shocking because if Bo Nix is going to be the second coming, you want to feature him prominently in week one.
Yeah, I mean, interested. I like Mark Sanchez. I don't think he's mm-hmm. like he goes on Colin Cowherd's show and he gives pretty good insight. Like mm-hmm. he's not like Derek Carr or David Carr is who I should say. David Carr, who I'm like, this is cringe every time he talks. I don't understand like what you're saying. Whereas like Mark Sanchez seems like he's still got an in with the league because he's still young enough to kind of be around these guys. Plus, he played and was semi-successful with the Jets,
right? Dude, he went to two AFC championship games.
Under Rex Ryan. By the way, Noah Gray last year had 40 catches and 49 targets, 437 yards. So 20 more catches.
To win a game?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot.
Need like 30 more targets, probably.
Bold take.
It is a bold take.
We can do one of these Chiefs bold take shows here in the next couple weeks because the season's going to be here before we know it. St. Joe's going to be done before we know it.
St. Joe's done this week, bro.
I can't believe that.
That's insane how fast.
You know who can? Cody and Gold, I'm sure. Yes.
If they go today, there's a lot of rain headed up there, fellas.
Every day it's rain. Like
the weather.
But yeah, I mean, as we go back to like the original question of like, I don't know. I mean, Mark Sanchez is, I think he's decent. And again, like that game doesn't scream 1-2 teams when it comes to Fox. Like that's not what you're going to get. They're going to get a lot of those games, but you got to start somewhere, right? You got to get there somehow. You got to get your reps. You got to get your takes. And I think people, when they listen to Mark Sanchez, there's a little bit more there than I think people understand. And I think he's actually better than most people give him credit for.
Fair enough. Barstool Gambling came out the most bet on team to win the Super Bowl this year. It is Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills. 15% of bets on them, followed by 14% for the Eagles. One word on the Bills being the betting favorite.
Predictable.
Mm-hmm.
I think people want a new champion. They want somebody different. I think the Hard Knocks thing has people falling in love with Buffalo, with Josh Allen, with that team. Easy to do so after that first episode. So yeah, predictable, I think, is the word to use on this one.
15% of the bets are them to win the Super Bowl, and then there's...
Give about a 40% chance.
That's yeah. Right.
Love. I mean, it's just... that's look, any time that you can disappoint the world of sports because your team keeps winning and ruining the hearts of others, I love it.
Let's go.
Right? Like, I would love nothing more than to go to a fourth straight Super Bowl, beating Buffalo again in the AFC Championship game, to do it again. Because then... heads will start to roll in Buffalo.
Least yeah. talked about story going into the season is the Chiefs' opportunity to go to four straight Super Bowls. It's been done one time by the said Buffalo Bills, right?
0-4.
And they're 0-4, but they're the only one that went the four straight, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're correct.
And so why isn't anybody talking about the Chiefs with the opportunity to go to four straight Super Bowls and tie the NFL record this year? I know the three-peat is done and we didn't get that.
Yeah, because it's over. Dynasty ended, man.
But you have an opportunity to go to four straight Super Bowls when only one other team in the history of the league has done this.
Keep sleeping.
I mean, I think that's pretty impressive. Like, no, yeah. I have not seen that mentioned by anybody this year.
And it's crazy because it wouldn't be, oh, it's just, oh, those are the four Super Bowls. No, they made a Super Bowl before that streak started.
That's right.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
They're sleeping. All right, sticking with football here before we get to the sadder Royals weekend. One word on this is the NFC title game. You can see Dak Prescott in a video met with the Rams owner just on the sideline before their preseason game. Stan Kranky. Is that how you say that?
Kranky.
You could say Kranky in St. Louis.
St. Louis, they'd be very happy if you called him Kranky.
You just won the city.
Yeah, you did. You're now an official resident of St. Louis.
You're
congratulations.
Welcome,
bring us some emails.
Hello, America. So before last night, or before this weekend's preseason game, and told him you can read his lips, he'll say, "We'll meet y'all in the NFC Championship game." Mm-hmm. One word on a Rams-Cowboys NFC title game.
Conspiracy.
Oh, man.
What were you going to say?
Delusional.
Delusional is a good one, too. But I think the league would love that championship game, right? Dallas, which is the second team in the United States behind the Chiefs, and America's secondary team, the Dallas Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
and the Rams, which is this market that they've been trying to cultivate, for a very long time, L.A. versus Dallas. I think the NFL would be doing all sorts of dances if that was your NFC championship game this year.
Micah Parsons at that game?
Probably not.
Okay. Because CeeDee Lamb was there and he found out what the referee does on the sideline. I thought it was over right there. I was like, dude, if he gets hurt, like,
oh
this is.
Oh, my God.
I mean, couldn't believe what I saw.
Leveled. I'd never seen a player get destroyed like that on the sidelines.
I mean, celebrating a deep pass for a touchdown, and here comes a ref just blindside from behind.
His hands up. He's like, yeah, go Mingo.
And it wasn't even completed yet. He just saw the guy get behind him. That's how early in the play that was, right? Like, he knew right away, which is awesome. Like, CeeDee Lamb recognized right away, we got it. And then he's celebrating and gets blown up by the ref on the side. And then gets penalized.
They penalized him right away. They were like, can't do it. Get out of here.
I mean,
he almost broke his back.
Sounds like Dallas needs a big dom.
Yeah, they need somebody down there.
Keep him off the sidelines right there.
I thought it was great.
So this weekend, I was put in a hard place. My guy, Zach Bryan, right? Mini vinyls,
yeah.
I own. but it might be time to kick some tires and have a revival because I remember everything. And we'll talk about it next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Segment here in the 7 o'clock hour. Don't forget Nate Taylor will join us just under 15 minutes of ESPN, the Chiefs beat writer for ESPN. Nate Taylor at 8 o'clock, Vern at 8:20. So we'll go back to back. We'll go football, baseball, give you everything you need. Zach Bryan was the focal point of Twitter this weekend as apparently he decided to start a fight with Chiefs fans.
He's an Eagles fan, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm going to tick some people off because I love it. I love when you can take sports entertainment and music entertainment and bring people together and have a jolly old time. So he tweets out, "Where all the three-peat people from last year?" Sad face.
Well, okay.
Right?
I'm already pissed off.
Then he goes, then he responds with, "Bro, all you have to do to piss off a Chiefs fan is play a fair game of football." And then he then responded with, "Please understand, I will never play in Kansas City." Well, first off, big Zach.
Talk to you later.
I'm a big Zach Bryan fan. I love his music. It's, to me, it's great. I don't think that he's mature enough in his career right now to continue to be doing this because he just activated his Twitter not long ago.
Oh, so he's new to Twitter.
Well, he had it, and then they had the falling out with Brianna Chicken Fry at Barstool because of the whole, you know, "I'm going to give you $12 million to just not talk about our relationship and I'll give you a house." She went on a podcast with Dave Portnoy and just basically exploited everything about him and said that he was super jealous. He's thin-skinned. He's, you know, kind of controlling, might have some narcissistic traits to him. And I've always said I separate the person from the music, right? Like,
you have to.
Michael Jackson was not the best human being, but we still listen to the Thriller album, right?
Right.
It is what it is. Like, "I Believe I Can Fly" is still a good song, but that guy is a terrible human being.
Right.
Right.
Same with athletes, though, too. I mean, you got to be able to separate the off-field versus on-field stuff.
And so him saying this,
Tyrese.
First off, Zach, I'll tell you this right now. Your music will never be big enough to sell out Arrowhead. So you'll never play there. I can promise you that.
You don't think so?
Not a chance. Not a chance. I think he could play at T-Mobile all he wants, Bonner Springs all he wants, or the new place they're getting ready to build up north. He could play there all he wants. Mm-hmm. But again, like, you come at the Chiefs in Kansas City, you will see the effect of your ticket sales. I promise you that. And if you don't want to come to Kansas City, that's fine. We're not going to miss you. But the fact that you're still emotional and still fighting with people on Twitter in the wee hours of the morning lets me know that you have not learned from any of your past mistakes of where you would get, because this is one thing that Brianna had said, is that he wrote a lot of his songs, you know, damn near blacked out, wasted, and that's how he would write them in his feels and do all that. It turns out that some of those songs are really good, but to, like, get in a fight with Chiefs fans and say that you'll never play in Kansas City again, that'd be like talking bad about a business, and then they're like, "Well, we'll never endorse you on the radio." Like, that's why you don't do stuff like that.
Well, it's immature is really what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're all the three-peat people. There's no three-peat this year, bro. Like, I hate being that guy, but the three-peat people aren't coming at you because there is no three-peat to go after this year. We're going for a four-peat this year, right? And that's four straight Super Bowls. I'll start talking about the four-peat because that's impressive, going for your four straight Super Bowl. Never been done before. So he's complaining about the three-peat people. Then he tweets out, "I'll see you in Bonner Springs," you know, like, okay, fine. Maybe you play at 119th and Knoll when they announce that here shortly. And maybe you can play at the new Royal Stadium or something of that, play in Kansas and not have to be in Kansas City if that's the area that you want to take and the approach that you want to take. But also, too, like, you're an Eagles fan. You done kicked our ass in the Super Bowl, right? And yet you're still talking smack and you're still looking to pick a fight with Chiefs fans. What does that tell me about you? You're thin-skinned. you think maybe you got lucky in that game and you realize that you're a house of cards and our team is not. Where's all the repeat talk coming out of Philadelphia? All I'm hearing out of Philadelphia is that was last year. It doesn't have an impact on this year. No, it has a huge impact on this year because now everybody's gunning for you. Tells me you're not going to be able to live up to the standings and you're not going to be able to hold on. Philadelphia is not winning that division. Go Washington.
Well, didn't Philadelphia also like bitch and moan about how the field was bad
2 years ago?
Right. Yeah. And they were complaining.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the whole thing. Yeah.
James 2 years Bradbury, ago. That wasn't a hold.
That was clear hold. Very much a hold. It was very much a hold.
But I think it's just funny that like somebody that, you know, doesn't really, you know Kansas City sports is out here being like, yeah, I'll never play in Kansas. Well, you're going to play in Bonner Springs next year. And you're probably going to be at the Turnpike Troubadours, who will probably have more of a turnout than you will.
Oh, he's playing with them?
Well, that's where his, like, they're both from Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think Turnpike's from Tulsa. I forget where he's from in Oklahoma. Maybe he's from Tulsa as well. I don't think he is. But, like, that's kind of, like, the similarities in their music. Mm-hmm. He gives them a lot of shout-outs in his music. And Turnpike has played at Bonner Springs. I've seen him 3 times. They're fantastic. I love Turnpike Troubadours. And he kind of has like a relationship with them. And I could see him like having them open up and then him come out.
Mm-hmm.
And which would be great, which we should do, is if he does come to Bonner Springs, I challenge all of us to get tickets, wear Chiefs jerseys, and just do the chop.
Yeah, the whole time.
The entire time.
Yes, I will buy tickets.
So you basically want to see if we could get this concert shut down.
Total anarchy.
He would rage.
That would be kind of fun. Get the entire crowd right in the middle of one of his songs to do the chop. I mean, how awesome would that be, right?
Trolling.
Right.
I'm in on that. Don't start with the three-peat talk isn't here anymore because it doesn't exist anymore. It's a completely different year right now. And if you've never been on the top, which the Eagles very rarely have been on the top, you don't understand what's going to happen this year. Teams are going to be coming for you every single Sunday, and they're going to look to play you because you're the Super Bowl champs as their Super Bowl. It's going to be a lot more difficult for Philadelphia this year than it was a season ago. We'll see if Nick Sirianni's up to the challenge, you know?
Yeah. Just kind of confusing that he's an Eagles fan from Oklahoma. Like, how did that happen?
I'm trying to think if there's a connection there, if there was a player maybe at one point in time.
Hurts
could be the guy.
Recent bias guy. Yep.
Yeah. But Hurts is also Alabama, though. You know,
yeah.
I think of him as Alabama before I think of him as Oklahoma, but I understand where he would be coming from on that.
Each fan base will tell you, no, there he's ours.
Right. Yeah,
you should have had our All-22 guy respond on Twitter and say, did you watch the All-22 of the Super Bowl, Zach?
Yeah.
I remember nothing. So some news out of the sports world. I don't know if you guys saw this on Twitter. USC announces a 7-year, $7.7 billion deal to stream all numbered fights and fight nights on Paramount Plus with select events on CBS. So the pay-per-view is dead? Is that what that means?
Sure seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. You're going to Paramount Plus. You don't have to go to like crack streams anymore or go to Carrie's Twitter.
But Paramount Plus, you could look at it and say that it already is a pay-per-view, right?
Yeah, I'm paying for it.
Right, but are they going to have an add-on feature inside Paramount Plus like they've had for other things over the years, right? Wasn't there something we all wanted to watch a while ago and it was like, oh, you had to add it on?
Was it the Netflix? Wasn't there?
Or maybe was it some sort of baseball deal with Amazon, maybe?
That may have been
That's what it was. They were going to carry FanDuel and on Amazon, but you had to subscribe through Amazon to get to that. Mm. I don't know. I'm just asking because it very well
question.
Could be. No, thank
fair.
You. You get Paramount Plus. Fantastic. But this is not a free deal on Paramount Plus. You still have to buy because aren't there movies and things that you still have to buy on Paramount? You know?
Yeah, that's true. Dang it.
So that may be the way that they're going about that. But that's double dipping, though, for your fan. Like, I don't know. Maybe it does chase fans away. Maybe it doesn't. Again, I don't know the answer to all of these questions.
But I will say if it's a little extra add-on, like get that, like if they make you pay a couple dollars to watch the UFC, I'll rather do that on my Paramount Plus app rather than like.
But what if it's the standard $35?
Well, then no.
You know what I'm saying? No. Yeah, then like no. That's.
I don't like that.
You'll have a friend that has Paramount Plus, be like, hey, send me that sign, and you're going to get a code on your phone here in like 4 minutes. Just tell me what it is. 2-6.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
581. All right, got it. Yeah. Start streaming. We do have my future wife in town today. Thanks to our buddy Austin on Twitter who let me know this. Kay Adams woke up in Kansas City visiting the Chiefs today.
Oh, wow, in the rain.
So I said, once again, Green Lady Lounge later, ? We probably won't get a response, but, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Coming up on the other side, someone who's very involved with the Kansas City Chiefs, Nate Taylor. Nate Taylor, ESPN, joins us next here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.